Angel Fire by L.A. Weatherly. Read by Laurel Lefko. Prologue. It took the woman a long time to leave her house. Across the street, Seb stood propped against a rundown grocery store, hidden in the dawn shadows as he watched the woman's front door. His high cheekboned face had a light stubble on its jaw. His lean body was as simultaneously relaxed and alert as a cat's. He was sure this was the right place. It looked exactly like what he'd seen. A golden yellow house on the main street, with a paneled wooden door and a small wrought iron balcony filled with flowering plants, a jumble of red and yellow. With his hands in his jeans pockets, Seb counted the front door's panels. 10. Then he counted the flower pots. 17. "Come on, Chiquita, you're going to be late for work," he thought. The door opened at last, and a small, round woman wearing a business suit came out. Fussily delving in her handbag for keys, she finally found them and locked the door behind her, then teetered to her car on plump feet that looked pinched in their high-heeled shoes. By the time she reached the car, she'd somehow lost her keys in her handbag again and had to stand on the sidewalk searching for almost a minute, shaking her head in irritation. Seb held back a smile. Yes, this all seemed very like her. The moment the woman's car disappeared around the corner, Seb grabbed a battered knapsack that sat at his feet and slung it over his shoulder. He'd already checked out how to get to the back of the house. Now he took a quick second to send his other self flying, making sure the way was clear. It was. He crossed the road, strolling through the early morning silence. A tall wooden fence bordered.